Your Excellency Mr. Janusz Áder, President of Hungary, Professor László Lovács, President of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, Your Highness Princess Somaya, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I am very honored to be here for the closing session of the 7th World Science Forum in this wonderful setting, the Temple of Democracy. I wish to thank first and foremost His Excellency Mr. Janusz Áder, President of Hungary, for his engagement today. Let me thank also the organizers of the forum with UNESCO, the Hungarian Academy of Science, the International Council for Science, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, as well as the World Academy of Sciences for the Advancement of Science in Developing Countries. Let me say, ladies and gentlemen, that we meet indeed at the time of deep change in societies across the planet. Opportunities have never been so vast. Opportunities for dialogue, for exchange, for cooperation, for research, to connect with each other. At the same time, challenges are steep. Neither opportunities nor challenges pay heed to borders. This calls for new partnerships, for new forms of cooperation. In this picture of complexity, one point emerges clearly. The world is calling out for science. It is calling out for innovative approaches all across disciplines. It is calling for stronger linkages between science and policy. I believe we have entered a new age of limits in resources for the planet. This means we must make far more of the greatest renewable energy we have. This is human ingenuity. This is creativity and innovation. This is why science is so important, to craft new solutions that are inclusive, just, and what is also very important, sustainable. The sciences are the way to link together the economic, the environmental, and the social dimensions of sustainability. Science is about knowledge, about making progress in understanding the world around us. But science is also about making this knowledge available to all to solve problems, to maximize opportunities for progress for all. We need stronger sciences, more connected sciences. We need deeper collaboration across all fields and borders to enable every society to create and share knowledge. This is the theme of this World Science Forum, the enabling power of science. This is important and timely. In September, the world leaders agreed on the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The Millennium Development Goals achieved a lot. The 2030 Agenda pledges far more to do the unfinished business, to eradicate poverty, to advance prosperity for all, to strengthen universal peace, to protect the planet. Across the world, societies are demanding change. The 2030 Agenda is our United Nations response. We must do everything now to translate this promise on paper to change on the ground. Science holds answers to key questions societies must address in moving forward to promote equitable and inclusive growth, to eradicate poverty, to bolster energy, water, and food security, to control disease, to mitigate disasters, to build sustainable cities. I see science as both a driver and an enabler to craft new approaches that are inclusive, rights-based, and founded on solid scientific ground. This is the promise that stands at the heart of the 2030 Agenda. This builds on the 2012 United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development held in Rio de Janeiro. It draws on the most extensive process of consultations with governments, civil society, partners, scientific community the world has ever seen. This vision of science, UNESCO's vision, is integrated throughout the 17th new Sustainable Development Goals. UNESCO's vision is built into Goal 6 to ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. This draws on the unique contribution of UNESCO's International Hydrological Program and water family of institutes, centers, and university chairs. UNESCO's vision helped shape Goal 14 to conserve and sustainably use the oceans, seas, and marine resources for sustainable development. This reflects of the contribution of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission, all UNESCO's work for ocean science and sustainability. UNESCO's vision of protecting ecosystems and biodiversity is reflected in Goal 15 and Goal 13 to take urgent action to combat climate change and its impact. UNESCO's vision of the importance of science, technology, and innovation is recognized throughout the new agenda, not to speak about the goal number 4, inclusive, equitable, and quality education and lifelong learning for all, which reflects the importance of science education for the new sustainable development agenda. UNESCO's vision of harnessing new information and communication technologies as development multipliers is integrated. UNESCO is bringing the same will and all its experience to support governments in preparing the 2015 United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP21. This must be the success the world needs. And I wish to salute both the government of Peru, the preceding COP21 conference, and most particularly the government of France for its leadership. Science is an essential means of implementing the 2030 agenda. It will also be instrumental in measuring progress to achieve the new goals and their targets. The World Science Forum is a unique platform to connect the dots between all actors vital for the implementation of the new agenda. Governments, international associations, the science community, the private sector, academia. This is an opportunity to forge a common vision of how we can move forward together. So, ladies and gentlemen, more and more governments, more and more private sector invest in sustainable technologies and in sciences in order to boost trade, in order to find new solutions, growth, and social inclusion. We have to accompany these tendencies. I think this is the message of this forum. We need to integrate disciplines. We have to create synergies. We have to use the traditional, the local knowledge. We have to reach out for science in order to make the science policy interface happening. I think this is the spirit that guided the Secretary General of the United Nations and UNESCO to establish the Scientific Advisory Board. And I'm happy that here, among the participants of this World Science Forum, there are several prominent members of the Scientific Advisory Board. And I do believe that, and I would like to commend the Secretary General for his leadership in understanding the importance of the science policy interface. We know that the landscape of science is transforming. We know new centers of excellence are appearing. We know there is a new geography, scientific geography and technologies, which is also emerging in the world. And the next World Science Report that UNESCO will be launching during the current 38th General Conference is points to this new changing landscape and most particularly to the need for more science and for more science policy interface. In this spirit, I think that the World Science Forum will make a huge difference, an impact. I would like to thank most particularly Jordan for taking up the next working for the next Science Forum. I would like to most particularly thank His Majesty for all his commitment to promoting science and for using science as a tool for peace, for reconciliation, for poverty alleviation, for solving problems, acute problems of this world. And I'm sure that with Jordan's commitment, and also with the government of Hungary's commitment, this long tradition that we have here of having this scientific World Science Forum, we will make a difference for millions, if not billions, of people in the world. Thank you very much for your attention.